During his time in school, Ran had become fascinated with legends of the Holy Grail, as well as the little understood Cathars, pure ones as they were called, who had opposed the Roman Church and thus suffered near annihilation in a papal military campaign in 1209, known as the Albigensian Crusade. In the early 1930s, Ran traveled widely in the Languedoc region of southern France, even spelunking among the maze of cave systems in the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains. Here, he gained first-hand knowledge about the Cathars and their descendants, many of whom became members of the fabled Knights Templar. Ran's book, Crusade Against the Grail, was published in 1933, the same year Hitler came to power. This and other books on the Cathars and Grail legends, as well as many travel articles, brought him to the attention of SS Chief Heinrich Himmler, who, along with many other top-ranking Nazis, had a keen interest in occult artifacts and knowledge. Ran's knowledge of both the Cathars and the Templars apparently intrigued Himmler, as Ran was introduced into the SS as a lieutenant in 1936. Himmler and his cronies must have been entranced with Ran, who had drawn connections between the Cathar fortress of Montségur and a fabulous cave housing the Holy Grail called Montsevat, mentioned in Parzival by Wolfram von Eschenbach in the 13th century. Ran believed he had discovered the final resting place of a great treasure of antiquity, which included the Tables of Testimony, the Grail Cup known as Emerald Cup, and perhaps even the long-lost Ark of the Covenant. And by March 1944, the Nazis were free to move troops into Languedoc in search of this ancient wealth known as King Solomon's treasure. It was much too late for Ran. By 1939, Ran had become disenchanted with his Nazi superiors, writing, "There is much sorrow in my country. It is impossible for a tolerant, liberal man like me to live in the nation that my native country has become." He resigned his commission in the SS in February 1939 and, barely a month later, reportedly died of exposure after having been caught in a snowstorm during a hiking expedition. Rumors circulated that he had been killed in a concentration camp. The National Socialist ideologue Alfred Rosenberg recorded that Ran committed suicide by taking cyanide, for politico-mystical reasons as well as for personal ones.